Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Rich Sheehan, thank you for hosting USA Prepares yesterday. Did a great job, as always. Thank you so much for doing that. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm recovering. I'm recovering. Rich Sheehan told me why money is green. And I don't know. Class, I don't know if you've looked this up, but Red Fox explains why money is green. Now, Red Fox is a comedian. Was a comedian. He died, I think, around when he was about 68 years old. Died pretty young. He was born in St. Louis, Missouri. And his name, his last name really, his birth last name was Sanford. And, of course, he was on the television series Sanford and Sons. And his he named his son on the show after his brother. And there's quite a hysterical politically incorrect comedy, and he explains why money is green. Now, I can't say it on the air. It's not that it's profane. It's just not everybody would appreciate it. But if you want to find out why Red Fox thought money is green, you can just type, why is money green, comma, Red Fox? And he spelled his name R-E-D-D, two D's, F-O-X-X, two X's, Red Fox. But I don't want to discuss it on the air. I actually hurt myself laughing so much. Gwyneth, you have had a series of storms out there in Australia, and they have been pretty severe, caused a lot of damage, the high winds. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, just before I tell you about that, okay, I'll get onto that in a moment, but there is something that has come up in the international press just moments before I went on air, and if you're laughing, this is going to wipe the smile off your face. Didn't hear the top of the hour news. I don't know if this has been reported on the top of the hour news, but the U.S. has just bombed Moscow.
Wow. Okay, I'm looking it up right now. Joe Biden, right?
I don't know any details about it. I just saw the headline on Canadian Prepper's YouTube channel. I didn't have time to watch more than the first 5 minutes of his video, and he didn't go into any details, but he did say, yes, the U.S. has bombed Moscow. I don't know what kind of bomb or anything, but I think that's far more important than anything the weather's doing here.
Well, what I'm seeing, I don't see it at this moment, but I do see Yahoo News 23 hours ago, Russian warplane accidentally bombed its own side during a massive missile attack on Ukraine. Let me go to that, and I'll read that right now on the air. I'm going to it. Headlines, Yahoo News, quote, Russian warplane accidentally bombed its own side during a massive missile attack on Ukraine, end quote. There's some pictures of, looks like a bombing of an apartment building or an office complex, probably an apartment building. Russian forces launched a massive missile attack and drone attack against Ukraine on Tuesday. During the barrage, Russia accidentally bombed one of its own villages near the border with Ukraine. Moscow said no one was killed, but acknowledged the incident damaged several homes. Well, the fire that I'm seeing looks like it's hard to believe there weren't some deaths, but
this might be so hot off the press that there's no real reportage of it yet. I don't know.
Right.
Like I say, I'll have to come back to that later. Well, we've got more details. But that just shows how on edge things are. And here in Australia, my gosh, you're right, the weather has been doing really, really crazy things. It's been somewhat reported that Queensland has been getting massive storms. There's been a tornado rip its way through the Gold Coast, wiped out hundreds of power lines, and absolutely, completely damaged every house in a suburb called Mount Tambourine, which is sort of up in the hills. It really is on a mountain. They're, you know, just outside of the Gold Coast. And there's something like 10,000 houses in this suburb, and every one of them has damage that is basically going to be an insurance write-off. So that's Mount Tambourine. I think I reported on that last week. But here in Victoria, we've had storms as well. There's been massive power outages, which has been absolutely underreported in the press. And huge, I mean, on the weather radar, they've got a gradation, okay, where if it's like a mild storm, it's going to be white, and then light blue, and then medium blue, then dark blue, and then it gets into the reds and yellows, reds and browns and yellows. Well, this has been a red and brown and yellow storm swept through yesterday, and It was pretty severe. I was up in the paddock, funnily enough, fixing a dam, making it a bit taller so that it could withstand more stuff going through, more water going through. And this storm just broke out on top of me. It was just pelting down with rain. Here I am standing in the middle of the forest with rain pelting down all around me and lightning crashing and all the rest of it. And me saying, but I've got to finish this dam because if we get a flash flood coming down, it's going to take this dam out because it's not going to be tall enough. I'm just about there, just about there, just about there. And that was me yesterday. And, you know, I had a raincoat on, a big, heavy industrial raincoat, you know, the sort that day-glow colours and really, really waterproof. So my core was warm. But boy, oh boy, and I got back inside and I checked the weather radar and I didn't even have internet for about 40 minutes. And, you know, I don't know if it was a power outage or something happened to the cell tower or what it is. What it was, but when I got back online and saw the weather radar footage, it was all yellows and reds and browns on the weather radar. And I thought, crikey, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it's just something that happened. But that's what life is like on a farm sometimes, right? Isn't that right, Vincent?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you want to know what life on the farm is like, you can watch the television series Yellowstone. And except for the murders and except for the nonstop profanity, that's what life is like on the farm. Except they don't show equipment breaking down. They don't show the transmissions failing. They don't show the hydraulic leaks. They don't show, you know, the repairs and the maintenance. But they do show cars driving through barbed wire fences and trucks driving through barbed wire fences. That's happened to us multiple times. They do show cattle rustling. That's happened to us in the past as well. They do show the gunshots off in the distance, and you can hear those sounds all the time. They do show the corruption of the blue team. They show the corruption of the governor's office. They show the corruption of corporations. They talk about anything to satisfy the insatiable greed of so many people and corporations. It's all there, and that's what life on the farm is like. It really is. And so if you happen to have watched Yellowstone, you'll see what our life is like, except in Yellowstone there is no Mrs. Fennelly. Kevin Costner, the actor, he doesn't have a wife in the series, but I do. And so if you really want to see what life is like, that's what it's like. But they don't show electric bills, and they do show cows dying. They do show cows being shot. They do show having to kill animals who are in extreme pain and there's no fixing it. They do show the veterinarian sewing up people, those kinds of things. That's what life on the farm is really like. It really is like that. So I would say Yellowstone is quite accurate. As far as the internet, Gwyneth, you know, raindrops attenuate microwave transmissions. So it's possible that the moisture in the air, and it's possible that, you know, a heavy downpour would absorb the microwave radiation between the tower and your cell phone. That's entirely possible, as well as a power outage. So all those things are possible. In class, I have not found anything on the internet regarding the strike, alleged strike. That was, I did not see the report. I did not hear the report. I didn't view the report. I don't know. But there's nothing on the internet regarding an attack on Moscow by the United States of America. Nothing. Nothing that I can find. And Glenn is absolutely right. These things take a little bit of time.
I only saw the headline. I didn't have any time to look into the details of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know if it's true or not. Let's assume for the moment that it is not true, because if it is true, we're in a lot of trouble. The whole world is in trouble.
Yeah. But that is what erases edge. That the whole world is on politically at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it would certainly be convenient. It would be a wag the dog type scenario. If you don't know what we're talking about, wag the dog, just look it up on the internet. It's when a politician needs to distract the people from crimes they have committed, or he has committed, or she has committed, and it's a distraction. And a lot of times it happens to be war.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So something similar happened to me. It happened to Curtis Sliwa. Back in 1996, roughly 28 years ago, I was returning from a consulting job in Amelia County, Virginia. I was heading back to the farm in Charlotte County, and it was after 8 o'clock at night, probably maybe closer to 9. And I was listening to AM 770 radio, New York City. And in Virginia, you could listen to AM radio from, you know, hundreds of miles away at night. And the sun had set. So it was a pretty good time to listen to AM radio. And I was in my old Mercedes wagon coming back from a consulting job going to the farm. And I was listening to Curtis Sliwa, and he took a call. The caller called and said, Curtis, a plane just took off from a JFK airport, and it blew up. Curtis said, you know, I'm paraphrasing. This is 28 years ago. This is by my memory, but it's pretty good. And Curtis Sliwa said, hold it. Say it again. You know, what are you saying? He said, a plane just took off from JFK Airport, International Airport, and blew up. And so Curtis said, okay, hold on. And they played something while he went to check the Associated Press wire. And he came back a couple minutes later and he said, there's nothing on the AP wire that said a plane had just been blown up or shot down or exploded. And the caller said, right, it just happened. There wasn't enough time for it to be reported and appear on the AP wire. So Curtis said, okay, let's clear the lines. If you saw this, call in. and tell us what you saw. And call after call after call after call came in saying that there was an airliner. It happened to be a Boeing 747-100. And it blew up. And caller after caller said the same thing. It took off and blew up right after takeoff. And it crashed into the Atlantic Ocean. So what I'm saying is these things take a little bit of time to appear. Now, what do we know about an alleged attack? I'm not saying there was an attack. I've never met the Canadian prepper. I don't know if this information is factual or not. So I'm not going to say that we did attack, that the United States did attack Moscow. I'm not going to say that. And don't believe it yet. Don't believe it yet until it has been verified. There's plenty of misinformation. There's plenty of disinformation. And this is the kind of thing that would absolutely positively be a spark that could cause World War III. So I think we all need to be responsible here. Now, I am squarely in the arena of conspiracy fact. I am absolutely in the arena of it. I've said that we did not go to the moon, get off, walk around, and come home. I don't believe that there was a single shooter in the JFK assassination, which I was alive for. And in grammar school, the teacher came into the classroom crying. Everybody, teachers were crying in the hallway because the president had been shot in 1963. I was there for that. I was alive during that. And it's still being covered up. And Gerald Ford moved the location of the bullet that allegedly killed John F. Kennedy. He signed off on the Warren Report to change the location of the bullet. The bullet's the lead projectile. So there's a lot of disinformation, there's a lot of misinformation in class. Do not panic at this moment. Do your own research, make up your own mind, and hopefully cooler heads will prevail and somebody won't go hitting a button just because of a rumor. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I'm on RT.com, and there's nothing on RT.com about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you would think okay. that Russia Today. Yeah, you would think Russia Today would have. Yeah,
Russia they would, today have, would have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
there's nothing
classy.
On, so I don't
we'll
know
keep
what,
checking.
What's happening or what his information is. You know, so I really hope that that's not the case. I'm going to assume that it's not the case.
Right.
But it just shows what a razor's edge, that everything is on.
Right. And class, make sure that you don't make
I'm
the
Dr.
wrong.
Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, let me be very, very clear on this. USA Prepares position on the alleged attack on Moscow is that I don't believe it. I don't believe it, and I don't think anyone should believe it until it's absolutely positively verified by multiple sources. So don't believe it. Don't panic. And just because one person says something doesn't mean it's true. Now, In the world of disinformation and misinformation, there's a bald-headed shill by the name of Kramer, and you can look this up. And this is my opinion, meaning calling him a bald-headed shill. What he has admitted to on video is that he manipulated stock prices. And he talked about a scheme where one person can come up with an idea and say, let's manipulate stock prices. We'll place a call to someone on the floor, the trading floor of the New York Stock Exchange or one of the exchanges. And we'll say, did you know that, have you heard that Apple is going to miss its target? And then another person will call another, and these are people in cahoots, and another person will call another person on the floor of the exchange and say, did you hear this latest information about Apple? They're going to miss their target. And then what happens is the guys on the exchange floor talk to each other and they say, you hear about Apple? Yeah, I heard about Apple. What'd you hear? Well, they're going to miss. That's what I heard. Got a good source? Yeah. You got a good source? Yeah. It must be true. And then what happens is the price of Apple collapses. And these guys have shorted Apple, driven the price of Apple down. This is an example, a hypothetical example, that they talked about. And they drove the price down in this example, and they made a fortune. All on misinformation. Planted misinformation. And who's this guy, Cramer? Look him up. Look him up. He's one of these financial gurus on financial media, in video, on television. And he's admitted that he's a fraud. So the whole point of this is you can't believe anything. And we've been telling you this for many years. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read, including here at USA Prepares. Don't believe anything until you absolutely, positively verify it for yourself with many sources. The last thing we want to do is go into World War III. However, we have a guy at the helm of corporate CEO of USA who can't tell the truth about anything. As a matter of fact, on ABC, the president, Joe Biden, and the first lady made an interesting statement declaring that the United States is better positioned to lead the world than any other country. Now, do you believe that? The United States of America is a mess. Look at the Southern Welcome Committee, the southern border. Look at that. Look at the number of illegal aliens. Look at the sky-high inflation. Look at the shortages. Look at the lack of quality control. Look at the lack of leadership. Look at the lack of unified direction this country has. Look at the electric vehicles. Look at the number of chargers he's promised. 500,000 chargers. Who's going to pay for that? You are. Do you think about this? Did you pay for 500,000 gas stations? Of course not. But the government is going to steal your funds, and you're going to pay for 500,000 charging stations across the United States of America that nobody wants. So you can't believe anything. Nothing. And then we have earthquakes and more earthquakes and more violent weather. And do you think that maybe these rockets blasting off to send satellites into space have anything to do with the weather? Of course they do. You bore a hole in the atmosphere, you leave a void. You have a massive continuous explosion, which is called the rocket engines going into boring through the atmosphere. The weather changes within 3 days, for sure, massive changes every time one of these massive rockets goes up. Monumental rains, ice storms, snowstorms, hail, torrential rains. Am I making this up? Of course not. This has been going on for decades. I was telling one of my former neighbors in Virginia, a rocket went up I said, so do you think there's anything to the weather changing with these, you know, rockets going up? Oh, no. I said, you watch. 3 days later, there's going to be 7 inches of rain in the Garden State Parkway or something like that. Sure enough, it happens over and over and over. We are messing with everything that we shouldn't be touching. And when you think about it, you think about, you pull all this oil out of the ground, which is causing pressure to keep the earth lubricated. You pull this oil out, now there's a void. Then the earth kind of resettles. Or you send hydraulic fluid like water into a crack in the earth, and then you blow up with explosives to frack the oil to loosen it up. You don't think that that has any consequences? This is unbelievable. So what do? We need to have public hangings. We need to try people for ecocide. People who do these things, people who send these rockets up, people who bore holes in the ground and put dynamite in them and try nitrotoluene, TNT, and C4 and other explosives and crack the earth. Is that ecocide? I mean, what would the definition of ecocide be if that's not it? Or omnicide? Pouring explosives into the earth. It's nuts. We have the worst governments on the planet. All of them. They couldn't be worse. They couldn't be more greedy. Impossible to be. Watch Yellowstone. You'll get a real lesson in what is really happening. And it's applied. You can apply it all over. You know, eminent domain. The Yellowstone Ranch. The government wants to take the Yellowstone Ranch. Why? Because they can put a casino there. They can build five-star hotels, serve Michelin-rated meals, charge $1,000 for dinner, $1,000 a night, and the government will get profits. At what expense? Air pollution, water pollution, and damage to a pristine area. Government wants to get bigger. Corporations want to get bigger. And we want to be left alone. Gwyneth?
Yep, that's true. We all just want to be left alone. There's, things are certainly on a razor's edge. You know, while you were talking, I was listening, but I was also searching on YouTube. And I think that I've come to the crux of what's been happening with the whole Russia-Ukraine situation. Things are certainly about to kick over there. Ukraine has bombed Belgorod, which is a city that borders Ukraine. And Moscow responded by bombing the daylights out of Kiev and Kharkiv. This is what has been reported on numerous sites. And then I think this is where the other thing has come in. There's a military contractor, and he is reporting, or he is saying, and the YouTube channel is European Defense, and the video is dated December 30th, 2023, and he is, the name of the video is UJ-26 Beaver Overview, the Kamikaze Drone Attacked Moscow. It seems to be a military contractor's channel. Perhaps that's where the wires got crossed, that this military contractor is claiming that his drones have been used to attack Moscow. But it's a powder keg. I don't know if they have been used to attack Moscow or not. it seems to be a bona fide weapon, military drone. But certainly Belgorod has been bombed by the Ukrainians, and the Russians responded by bombing the daylights out of Kiev, which is the capital of Ukraine, and Kharkiv. And this has all happened in the last week. So could things absolutely pop off in the near future? They absolutely could. Have they so far? I don't know. Probably, I'm going to assume not at the moment. I'm going to assume that this military contractor is just on an advertising push. Yeah, he probably wants to sell more bombs. That's what I would say. It's just, it's quite hair-raising. It's really quite deceitful of how they word things, almost as if they want to stir things up.
Okay, so here's what I'm seeing. TheGuardian.com, U.S. to provide up to $250 million in arms and equipment for Ukraine. Another one, New York Times, visualizing the $13.6 billion in U.S. spending on Ukraine. Next one, four ways to understand the $54 billion in U.S. spending on Ukraine. Next one, $113 billion. This is CNN.com. Where the U.S. investment in Ukraine has gone. $113 billion. Another one. BBC. Humanitarian aid. $26.73 billion in financial aid from the U.S. I don't know which numbers are true. I mean, these numbers are really big, and they are far apart. You can't believe anything, class. However, we are sending aid funds to Ukraine.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us, and as I'd like to repeat, don't believe that there's an attack on Russia, the Moscow bombing directly by the United States of America. Don't believe it until it's verified multiple times with multiple sources. Don't believe a word of it. We now have the ability for anyone to say anything on the internet. Anybody can say anything. So, who is the Canadian prepper? Well, I looked this person up, and it was founded. Well, the net worth of the Canadian prepper is six, as reported by noteworthy networthi.com. And it says that the Canadian YouTuber named Nate Polson, if I'm looking at that correctly. Hang on one second. I'm just going to. Nate Polson is better known as the Canadian Prepper, creates instructional videos about survival and self-defense gear. His articles explore the impending collapse of civilization, self-defense, and all things preparedness, often from a Canadian perspective, that is, given that he is Canadian. He also examines cutting-edge equipment, and the channel has 806,000 subscribers and 170 million views as of 2022. Also goes on to say he has a net worth of $643,000. The organization was founded in May 7th, 2014. The founder was Nate Polson, and it's in Martinsville, Saskatchewan, Canada. He has 8 subscribers, 1,200 plus videos, and 170 million views. Who is he? I don't know. But how do you know who to believe? How do you know when someone can? And I'm not saying he did. I'm just saying that anybody today can get a camera and start making YouTube videos and say anything they want. Now, at USA Prepares, I use my real name. My real name is Vincent Finelli. And I don't trade as USA Prepares. That is the name of our broadcast. But my name is Vincent Finelli. I have opinions. I have concerns. I believe preparedness is the only way to go. But I'm really concerned that there's so many people out there who claim that they are experts. And I'm not saying this particular guy, the Canadian prepper, is or is not an expert. I don't know. I've never talked to him. I don't know. But I do know that there are people who claim to be skin experts who are not dermatologists. There are people who claim to have expertise in digestion, and they are not internal medicine doctors. I know that there are people who claim to be experts in all kinds of things, and they flat out are not. They're not even old enough to be an expert in anything. So here we have AI, we have disinformation, misinformation, fraud, and wag the dog. Just at the tip of the iceberg. Don't believe anything. Gwyneth, I'm sorry I keep repeating this. I just want to make sure no one makes a mistake based on information that might be out on the internet. Back to you.
Yes, hello.
Yep, back to you.
Yep. Oh, sorry. You dropped out for a moment. Yeah, I agree. I apologize. You know, this is the other thing I should point out. Clickbait headlines is just the worst. You know, people say something to get eyeball on their site. And, you know, that ain't, you know, how would it have been if we didn't double check this? You know, and I saw it 5 minutes before I was going on air, and we didn't double check it. How would this have been? It's something what people have to stop using clickbait headlines, please, everybody, because it seems as if this is what it was. Because all the time that you've been talking, I've been online trying to search for some verification for the last, half an hour. And I haven't found anything. 3/4 of an hour later, I haven't found anything to verify it.
Mm-hmm.
Just one guy.
Yeah, and there's another thing. There's another thing. There are people who are in the media who are unshaven. I'm not talking about a beard. I'm not talking about a nice beard. I'm talking about just stubble. Just a few days worth of growth. They look unkempt. Don't believe those people. If they don't know how to shave and if they think that they look cool, I would say discard what they say. And I'm looking at an image of the Canadian prepper, and that's what he looks like.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.